Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Friday, July 3rd. Normally, Dave Cohen was talking earlier about normally what we would be talking about at this point. Normally, we'd be talking about the start of training camp and where the Saints are going to be focusing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a completely different year. Mike Dettillier joins us now, WWL NFL and college football analyst. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. I'm good, Tommy.
I'm looking at a story here about the Buffalo Bills from Syracuse.com that no fans will be allowed to attend the Bills games during the pandemic because of New York state law, but I would imagine... Oh, no, it would not either, because the Giants and the Jets play in New Jersey, so it
right.
would not affect them.
Correct.
What are we hearing? What are you hearing with the NFL season? Where is it going? As you can tell, Mike, I have a lot of questions. I just don't know what's going to happen with this season. Do you have any idea which way it's leaning?
Well, I knew they would cut the preseason. That wasn't a shock. I think we talked about that 10 days ago, that there weren't going to be four preseason games. It was going to be two. For the NFL, the one advantage they had over Major League Baseball, the NBA, and all other sports, they had time on their hands in the spring to figure this out. And now their worst enemy is the tick, tick, tick of a clock. Because now they're on the clock to make those type decisions. I would think early, Tommy, that you're not going to have fans in the stands for the preseason games. I just my guess at it. Come on, you're going to put 40,000-50,000 people in a stadium? That's to me. I don't know about that happening. And for the NFL, it is about television, right? Radio, television rights, they make a ton of money off of this. So for them to play it, in preseason, which is sort of a ripoff to anyway, when they charge you regular season prices for it, not sort of a ripoff, it is. I think they want the train to keep rolling, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have people in the stands. That's the big decision. The next one to go down, or what do you do now with the two preseason games? And I've talked to people in the league that said, hey, listen, don't be shocked if you don't see any preseason games.
Wow. How does that change the whole evaluation process for players? And like you always say, some people can play and not practice. Other people can practice and not play.
Yeah.
How do you decide what you got and who to go with?
Man, you just got to go with what you see in practice. And even in two preseason games, that's limited. So, for most of us who we watch preseason games because we want to try to evaluate a young player, it's most of the time not an older player. It's a young player that we're taking a look at to see how well – he can translate from college football to the NFL, or how well he's grown in maybe that 1 year as a developmental player. You now are putting the coaches in a box here that you have to make that evaluation quickly on that player. Can he help you? Another thing, too, is the NFL is going to have to make a decision and have to be smart with this, understanding the probability is going to be high, that every team is going to lose a couple players during the season because of the virus, you're going to have to expand those rosters, okay? You're going to have to open up the checkbook a little bit and open those rosters up for extra players. You can't get caught on a Friday before a regular season game on a Sunday and you get three players test positive. Then what do you do? Okay? You got to be able to expand those rosters and give people that opportunity. The other thing, too, is not having players around for if it's OTAs, rookie camps, whatever. Early on, my eye would be on the injuries because there's a difference between training to get in shape and training to be a football player. That's a difference. You're training, you know, to keep yourself in shape, but you go to camp for football shape. I never forget Greg Williams when he was here. He was all over these defensive backs because, you know, man, you out there on airline drive and it's 96 degrees and 100 degree humidity, and you'd be out there for a couple hours, and these players were starting to wilter a little bit, and he would always tell them, hey, where's your trainer at? Where's the guy you worked out in the off season? How come he's not here cheering you on? How come you breathing real hard? Oh, no, Greg let him have it, man. Well, and so there is a difference. There is a difference between being in shape and being in football shape.
Well, the first thing I thought of, and we'll pick it up here when we come back, Mike, is, you know, you're going to have hamstrings tweaking like angels playing harps in the first couple of games with maybe people going at game speed or trying to when they're not ready to do it. The other thing I want to ask you about is how does this cancellation of two preseason games, how does that affect the whole strategy? Because game three used to be the dress rehearsal, right? Game four was every starter just about sat, and then they played the guys on the bubble, et cetera. So we'll talk about the changes in that with Mike Dettillier when we come back. It's 8:22. It's time for traffic now on WWL. And it is referred to as the Black National Anthem, and Roger Goodell is floating the idea among owners that it be played before the first game, I guess, in every home stadium before the first game of the season. And that's drawing some mixed reviews. I guess the first thing you got to do is get to a season. That means getting through preseason, only two games now as opposed to four. Mike Dettillier is our guest, our friend, WWL NFL and college football analyst. So, Mike, how do you do that? If the third game was a dress rehearsal, do you go from the second game to the season, or has that been determined yet?
Hasn't been determined yet, and I think it's going to be different on every team. If I'm the Saints, my starters see one series of offensive and defensive plays in each game, and they're out of there. Okay, when you look at the Saints roster, what's the opening on offense? The right guard position, okay? Because, you know, Larry Wolford was cut loose. You may need to kind of maneuver around a little bit there if it's going to be Ruiz at the right guard position or whatever. But really, there's only one spot open for a starter on defense. My biggest concern is probably my health at the linebacker position. Got a couple guys there who are talented in Alex Anzalone and Kiko Alonso, but they've had a lot of downtime because of injuries. So I'm concerned about that. But I know who my starters are. You know, what I need to know is who are going to be my backups and who can play on special teams. So I play them one series in game one, one series in game two, end of the story. You watch. Then I put my second units in. But if you're a team like Carolina with a new head coach who has never been a head coach at the NFL level, he's been a college head coach, and I'm trying to find a roster, that becomes a much different situation where I may have to play my veterans a little bit more. I think that's where the advantage of teams like New Orleans with not a lot of change, or Kansas City, who hasn't had a lot of changes, are going to San Francisco is another team. Not a lot of – they're going to have an advantage here because the roster didn't move other than, say, the second team or special teams part of the roster. That's where I play them one series in each game, end of the story. Man, I don't need to see you in preseason. Mm-hmm. I need to see you in the regular season, and I would fear an injury. So I'm going to play my second team units and young players 85% of the time.
So about the hamstrings, when the starters start going at game speed early on,
well,
is that an issue?
Listen, injuries are going to happen, and it is a concern because you haven't been around. But injuries always are going to happen. That's just part of this game. If it's shoulder, knees, hamstring, whatever, soft tissue injuries, that seems to be in gig too. But I think you got to be careful in how you work this off season because of they not being around you. You know, you can come in shape, but there's a difference between being in shape and being in football shape.
Yep. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I hope you have
a great, safe,
happy 4th of July weekend. Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL college football analyst. You know, when you look at the guidelines here, they're talking in New York where the Bills play because, again, the Giants and Jets play in New Jersey. But they're talking about social distancing on the sidelines. I don't know if they're going to have to extend the sideline or make it deeper for that to occur. But it's kind of silly when you're social distancing on the sidelines, but then you're all huddling up together. I don't know how they can adhere at all to the COVID-19 restrictions and still play the game. I don't know if this is some kind of waiver situation. I don't know, but it's going to be tough, man. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.